strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 22nd. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Scally. How are you doing, Scally?
Hello. Hello, Taryn. I'm good. I'm getting ready for the hurricane outside with the probable absence of one in the Big Brother house this week, it seems like. So, you know, the weather is a little wild if the what's going on in the house is not quite there.
Yes. I got out of there.
Yeah, I know. You really left us all hanging.
I escaped. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 46 in the house. And I used to say this a lot, and then I stopped saying it because it never was true, but this should be a shorter update.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I just feel like that never is the case, but had the same thought coming in.
I mean, in general, there's things are settling down in this house. We'll get right into it to explain why. Obviously, Sarah Beth is the HOH. She has been, cuddle misted into, nominating Claire and Big D. Alyssa won the roulette competition. She took Big D down. Xavier was the replacement. And heading into today, we have to pick the veto players, play the veto, and the plan is to backdoor Derek X. So basically, heading into this veto draw, Derek X is hoping for himself, Tiffany, or Hannah to be drawn in the veto competition. They are the only people that will not use the veto and thus prevent him from being backdoored. That is the first thing to watch out for. If one of them gets chosen for the veto, then they can win and they cannot use it. And then Derek X will be safe. So heading into this morning, that's what we're looking for. We get to the veto draw and Hannah is not chosen. Tiffany is not chosen. Derek X is not chosen. And that's our live feed update for the day, actually. The week is over.
Yeah, pretty much. As soon as this happened, everyone on the feeds and on Twitter was like, all right, let's call it. Good week. See you here on Thursday. Not ideal with Derek not deciding to go for the roulette wheel and leaving it up to luck in that way. He left it up to this veto draw and luck was not on his side at all here.
Yeah, it's... This is the end. This is the end for Derek X's game in the house. The only way through here is for something weird to happen, for Sarah Beth to change her mind, or for maybe the cookout decides they'd rather Claire out over him. But those possibilities are very unlikely, in my opinion. And so, after Derek X is not drawn for this veto, Sarah Beth is going to go into the bedroom and do a little dance. Yes, doing so well.
Yeah, sure, Sarah Beth. It's you, not Kylan, who is doing well here. Interesting. I don't know. It is. I know that this is not like an impossible scenario to have talked Sarah Beth into, but for Kylan to have really, you know, played his strings so well this week, I am continually impressed if he is even letting other relationships not, hold as firm in the house.
Yeah, it's Kylan's interesting because he's very proud in a very weird way about this manipulation of Sarah Beth, but also even recognizes that it's like not necessarily setting himself up well for the end game. It's like impressive short-term play at the expense of potentially long-term play, which is all of the cookouts game, which makes it so weird to analyze always. But yeah, I mean, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. When he's talking about things like, well, this really would not be my ideal final six. Here's who I really would prefer to go to the final five with. And it's like, and maybe spend more time making relationships within that final six that you know you're going to end up in. And I understand there's limitations just based on personalities, but he doesn't seem to be putting as much work in just yet to making sure that he is set up well in that final six.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of went to the comparison here of when Corey was HOH in Big Brother Canada 7 and Anthony kind of like just ran the HOH. But at least in that HOH, like they orchestrated this big like conspiracy where they had multiple people confirming stories to make the thing make sense. And Anthony was giving people scripts to follow. This was just all he needed to do was stay up all night with her in bed.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, it's been weeks of work going into this where I feel like any non-cookout member is just spun in circles so badly by this point that it makes sense why it doesn't take that much this week, because so much has been put in previous weeks. So while like it doesn't seem like Kylan has been doing the absolute most this week, it's been, you know, how many nights of work that he has put in with Sarah Beth specifically in order to make this not so difficult for him.
Yeah. We are going to get a couple of conversations before the veto competition, none of them too important, except for the fact that, again, I've been seeing this gathering speed over the last week or so. But Tiffany has a conversation with Kylan about how she has not been feeling great about Xavier lately. And this is the first time I've heard her actually say it out loud to somebody, that she says, look, he hasn't talked game with me in days. He barely talks game. Kylan agrees. He's like, he doesn't really check up with you very often. He's not a big game talker. And so she says, I don't feel very comfortable with what he'll do once we hit the six. This is obviously her trying to prep Kylan to go after Xavier. She already knows that Xavier's going after Kylan. And if they're both going after each other, then that's great for her, because she wants both of them gone, as we'll discuss later in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big problem, is like Kylan and Xavier are going so far the only two to win an HOH of the cookout. So it's nice to have them there in terms of like the disaster scenario where two cookout members end up on the block. Do you keep who is less threatening in the end, or do you keep who is going to secure the cookout, getting further in the game? And so it's nice to have them around right now. But Tiffany's realizing that no one within the cookout is really looking at Xavier early enough. And so she would like to push up the expiration date on his game.
Yes. Now, if Tiffany could pull this off, I would be very impressed. It's definitely a tall order at this point. I mean, she's, again, operating with non-ideal scenarios. Like, these are not the people that she can best manipulate, but she's trying to work, I think, within the confines of what she has, and it's a tough road there. But I think what she's trying to do here is to get, again, Kai and X to target each other. Her biggest hurdle here is that why this is such a difficult task is that the two best pawns to bring to the end, Big D and Azza, are people that she does not have a great relationship with. And they are the people that she'll need for votes, and for if they win one of those competitions, which isn't completely unlikely, she's going to need their numbers to help take out the guy who remains between Xavier and Kylan. And that's where things get a little trickier. But she is going to try to start to work on that today as well. And she has been a little bit over time. But again, it's a big task that she's having to undertake here.
Mm-hmm, which is why you start putting in the work now. I mean, it helps that, yes, Kylan and Xavier are much more difficult to convince and manipulate towards your end goal. It helps that her relationships are there, and also that she is working off of the truth. Like, this person is going to be a big threat towards your end game and mine. And so I think we should work together towards that. Not saying that she is saying the exact same thing to the other person, but like, so far it helps in presenting that, like, this is our shared goal, not he's coming after you, he's doing this, blah, blah, blah. It's we need to work together towards this outcome.
And it just, it would be so much easier for her if she could just let one of them go prior to six. The path is so much easier. But not going to be the case. We're going to get to the veto competition. And when we come back from the veto competition, Xavier has won the power of veto. It was a punishment competition where you choose. I think how this worked is that there were different stations. Each station had a task to complete or something along those lines. And each one had a prize or a punishment attached to it. You have to complete three tasks total. And so the punishment tasks would take, less time. And then the reward tasks would take more time. And then you might also get like subtractions to your time based on punishments or whatever. I'm not entirely sure, but either way, Xavier had to take three punishments in order to win this veto. And so at first I was like, okay, Xavier winning veto, like he was locked safe this week, but him winning veto, fine. You know, he likes to throw them, but you know, I wouldn't say he needs to throw this veto necessarily. It's not necessarily in his best interest. However, then I heard the punishments for this, this veto win. He, first of all, lost all of his BB bucks. So he will not be getting the coin of destiny, next week. Okay. Well, that's not ideal because getting that coin of destiny would have been a great resume piece, but he's probably still fine if he makes it to the final two. Solitary confinement, for, at least 24 hours leading up until the eviction on Thursday. Who cares? Third punishment is that he will be the third nominee next week. And I don't know exactly how this works, but I believe the understanding is that if he wins HOH next week, then he won't be the third nominee, but it would be pushed back to the following week, that the following week after he's HOH, he would then be the third nominee, which is even worse, because I just don't understand why he would take this punishment. I understand why he would gun for veto, and I understand why he would, you know, take some punishments for winning the veto. I don't understand why he would want to be the third nominee in a future week when he's locked safe this week in order to get himself off the block this week, because in future weeks, there's more of a chance that he might be at risk. I mean, next week, there's only three non-cookout members left. That's scary. Like, what if one of them is HOH? Now there's only two people that can be on the block next to you that would go home. What if you win HOH next week? He has to throw HOH next week now. Because if it gets pushed back to eight, now there's only two non-cookout members. If one of them is HOH, you are in a lot of trouble. Each subsequent week that you're on the block, you are in a lot more danger, Xavier. I don't know why you're taking this punishment.
Yeah, it's, I can see the rationale only from the, like, what if the 1% chance happens where DX or someone convinces Sarah Beth not to put him on the block, and then Xavier ends up on the block against another cookout member. She's not putting up Kylan, so you're going to end up against someone who almost definitely is a much smaller threat in the moment than Xavier. So I can understand why he doesn't want to take the risk of putting the veto in someone else outside of the cookout's hands. But I think that risk of being on the block next week probably outweighs that. So not ideal for Xavier here, but like you said, throwing the HOH is an absolute must at this point once you commit to this. So interested to see if he recognizes that.
Yeah, and like, especially given the times that he won with like 3 minutes, I think that Sarah Beth was in second place with over 6 minutes. So,
well, at one point I saw 4 something, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, I think I'd seen 6, but you know, these things.
Yeah. Tricky.
Let's say we watch this competition. It seems as though he had a pretty good chance of winning this competition without having gone for this. I mean, nobody else went for the third nominee thing. And he was doing the thing pretty fast, apparently. There's a decent chance he would have won this even without going for the third nominee. And then, even then, let's say Sarah Beth did get, let's say she was very close.
Sure.
And then he definitely would have lost if he had gone for the third nominee thing. Sarah Beth has absolutely full intention of using the veto on Xavier anyway. Mm-hmm. He could have let her take whatever punishments. And then he wouldn't have been on the blog next week. I thought this was very, very strange from somebody who typically likes to play it safe to, I don't feel like this was the safe play. I feel like this is like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, I do agree. I think it was a little bit of an overplay here. But again, I understand the temptation, but I don't agree with giving into it.
Mm-hmm. So Big D, in the meantime, won $7,500 and some extra BB bucks.
Hey. Big D, one to go for the temptations. You know, this house does not love when people take the temptations, as seen with Sarah Beth earlier this season. So going to create a little bit of friction with Big D and Azza.
Yeah. So Azza's concerned that she might go up initially. They put those worries to rest, but Big D now is guaranteed, at this point, it seems, the coin of destiny. Are they still going to even do because it doesn't matter. Like none of the votes matter unless they're upping the prize amount, the money amount that they give. But even then, I don't think anybody could come close to reporting it. I don't know what's even the point of the vote at this point.
Another well thought out twist. I really don't think that they are going to acknowledge it. Obviously, we're just going to like go through with another vote. Is he going to, you know, be able to flip the right side? But probably not going to matter either way, given how many cookout members are competing for HOH here.
Yeah. So basically, and I tweeted this out as soon as the veto draw happened, we locked in this week. Derek X probably up on the block, probably going home, probably locked in next week as well, as the cookout has a 75% a chance to win the following HOH 6-2 in the competition, although now it may be 5-2 since Xavier has to throw it, although I haven't heard him talk about how he's going to throw it. And then even if those two, Alyssa or Claire, win the HOH, the Coin of Destiny has at least a 50% chance of flipping their HOH around. So, you know, cut that 25% chance, maybe a little bit higher, in half, essentially. And then even if you do get that, you know, like 12.5% that Claire or Alyssa win, and the Coin of Destiny does not overturn their HOH, then they still have to actually gun for all the cookout members, which is not even really a full thing at this time, especially considering that Sarah Beth just screwed up so hard. And if Claire is HOH, you better believe Sarah Beth's going to touch the block next week. And for Alyssa, Xavier has her, locked up so much at this point that, we're not likely going to see a non-cookout member survive next week either. We're looking at likely, I think Sarah Beth is probably the most likely boot at this point next week, and then heading into the following week, we've got the odds are even worse if a non-cookout member wins HOH next week, because then there's only one person left that can win and not have it be a cookout member. So knew that when this twist was announced that this probably meant that the Dominant Alliance would be able to extra dominate. There were just a few specific outs. We talked about this yesterday. Those outs have been, yesterday were all but diminished. They are now basically gone. We are looking at least a cookout final, seven, if not, maybe eight, but almost definitely seven and probably six at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Derek X has talked about where he went into the DR and they were like, oh, are you going to play for the roulette wheel? Like, no, I don't think I need it. Do you maybe want to play for the roulette wheel this week? No, I really don't think I need it. Are you sure you don't want to play? So, you know, they're always going to ask questions, trying to get both sound bites of both sides. But if they're asking you three times, maybe question why they're asking you so many times. Obviously, he has realized now, I really should have played in the roulette wheel. So, you know, like you said, once this twist was announced, a lot of people saw it as a way for the cookout to potentially run into problems, but then realized more likely this is probably going to strengthen the stronghold that they actually have on the game.
Yes, obviously the intention here was to cause problems for a big alliance. But yet again, year after year, season after season, the intention backfires because they don't understand how their own game works. We get back to the house here with the veto competition played. Claire cries in the shower. Derek comes to comfort her and he says, "Don't worry, like you're good." She's like, "I know I'm good, but you're not." Yeah. And now Claire thought there was still a chance that if like Azza won or Sarah Beth won, that maybe they wouldn't use the veto and that maybe they would be able to take out Xavier. Obviously those hopes are now dashed. She feels like now that Xavier has won the veto, Derek, backdoor will be, all but guaranteed and that he will be leaving and not her, which is why she didn't go for the third nominee thing, which is the right call. No reason for her to go for the third nominee thing if she feels like she's probably, all good. This week, he's like, yeah, save it for the DR, Claire. Tiffany comes and comforts her. This is the end of the Claire, Derek X, Tiffany, Hannah alliance that probably would have run this game, if not for the cookout.
Yeah, it's been tough. I know for Claire, she was then in the shower. Like, I should have gone for the third nomination. Like, I should have done it because then she feels like at least her and DX wouldn't end up on the block together. She would be able to campaign for him. And I think even if she knows about the cookout, it becomes even worse to go for the third nomination. But the problem is for Claire, she has been in a almost unwinnable position for about a month now. It's been really low likelihood for her. So I think ultimately it doesn't really matter either way. Claire is pretty likely to be going home, whether it's this week, next week, or the week after. You know, not much difference between 10th and 8th place. So it's unfortunate, but I understand her like feeling of regret and she could have done something. Ultimately, though, I think Claire and DX ending up again on the block against each other helps the cookout a lot in terms of they're forced to campaign against each other and can't catch on to any ways that they are being pushed away from keeping either of the other person if they had not been on the block against them.
Yeah, this is literally what they had planned out, that they said the only way we can take out Derek X or Claire without getting exposed is if they're both on the block next to each other. But how could we possibly make that happen? It's almost impossible. Nobody would be dumb enough to, oh, hi, Sarah Beth.
Yeah, you know, Sarah Beth has just gleefully walked right into this trap and put up both DX and Claire where they are now forced to campaign against each other and they're not allowed to be suspicious if the votes end up going their way because, first of all, they're going to want to convince themselves that they played this great game of like, oh, I actually secured the votes and I have the better relationships and that's why I'm staying, not because there's a big alliance that I'm not in and it's been predetermined this whole time.
Yeah. Tiffany's going to continue her anti-Xavier campaign just a little bit, just throwing some comments out here and there. You can tell that this is really starting to gain some momentum with her because she's starting to throw out these theories. You know, she was talking to the cameras about how she's worried that Xavier might know Hannah outside of the house. He's going to talk to Azza more. So this is something that they've talked about before, but is now coming back into focus for Tiffany now that she's trying to work against him. It says there's no way this guy's a bartender model. Come on. And Azza's like, well, you know, people thought that maybe it's been speculated he might be like a lawyer. It's like, no. This guy's military.
Yeah, government could be. Who knows? Yeah. People have wound themselves into, actually, no, he is not a lawyer, which is the correct answer, into even bigger reasons why he could be a threat here.
Yep. And just more reasons why don't lie about your profession. Like everyone already now basically considers him base level a lawyer. But because he doesn't admit that he's a lawyer, they can go even further and go, what's even more threatening than a lawyer? You gotta chill. Tiffany talks to Kyland with Hannah, and they are going to try and pitch. They're going to try and talk about like, hey, don't you think it would make sense to keep Derek X around? I mean, he's not gunning for you, Kyland. He's not gunning for us. And Claire's more likely to end up with putting two cookout members on the block next to each other, which is probably true. Aren't we like a little more worried about that? And Kyland is kind of like, he considers it because he does feel like he has Derek on his side. Now, this is something that Tiffany also helped orchestrate, that she told Derek, who does not trust Kyland, you make him feel like he is your father, like he is your best friend in the world and you trust him with everything. Kyland, you're so smart and so right about everything. And Derek has been doing that. He's been like, oh man, I just love you so much, Kyland. You've given him such great advice. And so Kyland feels very good about having Derek X in his back pocket in the same way that he, of course, has Sarah Beth. And so he's willing to consider this. He's just like, well, the problem is that then, you know, you're relying on me or Xavier to beat him again in a competition. So eventually he'll have to be the one to take Derek X out. And I think that these two things are conflicting in Kylan's mind, where it's like, okay, he is valuable to my game. I've been convinced of that. But if he goes this week, I don't have blood on my hands. I didn't have to do it. And I don't have to beat him again. Whereas if we keep him around this week, then I have to be the one to beat him probably and to take him out. And then I'm not going to get his jury vote. This week I can like pump him up full of advice and make him think that I'm on his side while sending him home. And it's nice and clean. So I think those two things are conflicting a little bit here. He talks to Xavier about it and he's like, there are some merits to keeping Derek around. And Xavier's like, sure, but here's the thing. He's got too much money. He's got the 200 BB bucks. We can't let him get the coin of destiny. If we take out Derek X, then Big D is locked in. 100% gets the coin of destiny. Kyland's like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think DX would have a shot here, if not for the BB bucks, which is ironic. You want to save the fan favorites and then really locking his fate in this week. When they meet, like, Tiffany goes so far as to say that she thinks, like, I think DX is better for my personal game. Claire going home after, like, going to Claire and being like, I will do anything I can to keep you in this house. I think it's better if Claire goes home this week. It was like not, you know, 3 minutes before that was the case. And so she recognizes that DX is better for her game. She's better for Hannah's game, better for Azza's game. And Kyland thinks he's better for his game. So that's four. You can keep him this week if you want. Kyland, though, has very much been about probably the most so talking about like, yes, this is better for my game, but he's not better for the cookouts game. And that's why I can't vote selfishly. I need that to go through. Even when Tiffany goes so far as to say that she would potentially be willing to go up on the block against Claire to lock in Claire going home. So it has been one big mess leading to DX going home, but unfortunately seems pretty locked in.
Kyland does talk to Sarah Beth. They talk multiple times throughout the night, of course, but she's planning more on like, what am I going to say when I put Derek up? He's going to expose that I knew about his Christian backdoor. He's going to expose all this information about me as though it matters. And she plans on denying everything, like, oh, he's a liar. He's lying about these things, which is, in my opinion, a terrible idea. I don't think he'll even bother, to be honest. It's like, what does it matter to him at that point? He's done. Xavier talks to the cameras. He explains the punishments. He says he felt fine giving up the BB bucks because it meant that Big D can get the coin of destiny. It doesn't matter if he gets it or Big D gets it. Solitary confinement is whatever. And he says being on the block again in the future isn't any different from being on the block this week. And that I very much disagree with because being on the block in the future is the potential to be on the block next to a Cookout member, because there, it's going to be more and more likely that that happens versus this week when you were guaranteed to be on the block against a non-Cookout member. And again, probably wouldn't have even been on the block, if, even if he hadn't won. So I don't love this again from Xavier, but that's the call he made.
Yeah, this was the one week where four people could potentially be safe due to the roulette wheel twist. And now next week, like, there's the HOH, the veto, and whoever they choose to save from the veto. So with only three non-Cookout members left, Xavier, I don't think, is thinking that all the way through in terms of, oh, it's the exact same, it's no problem. Yeah, sure, if a Cookout member wins HOH or the basically coup d'etat, it ends up being like, okay, for him, but it's still not an ideal situation and definitely worse than the situation he was in this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like, especially with Tiffany, like, starting to look at Xavier as an endgame threat. I mean, we have a situation where, let's say Claire wins next week. Maybe she goes after Sarah Beth before Xavier. Maybe she puts up Kylan and Sarah Beth. Maybe she does, or maybe she puts up, maybe she says, oh, Xavier's on the block anyway, why don't I just put up Alyssa and Kylan or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's Alyssa and Big D. What if Alyssa wins the veto? Is Claire going to put up Sarah Beth as a replacement pawn? Is she going to take out Sarah? Is she going to want Sarah Beth to be the target when Xavier is right there? Just because of the fact that she put her on the block and she took out Derek X. I don't know. I don't think so. Like you don't want that. That's not a good situation. And that's just next week. That's if he throws the HOH and it goes somewhere else. If he wins the HOH and is on the block the following week, it gets even worse. So, we'll see. Derek is going to talk with Sarah Beth and Kylan. He's like, so I get backdoored.
And yeah.
Sarah Beth's like, oh my gosh. There's not exactly a lot of options for, basically, yes.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do at this point? Like, it's not like Xavier is not going to take himself off the block. Sarah Beth is the HOH, so may as well. And especially, I feel like with a power already having been used this week, you can have a little more security in that one is not going to pop up. Usually it's going to be about one a week. So even more so than a normal week where Big Brother throws things at the wall, you can feel pretty safe in, yeah, that's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. So he tries to campaign. He's basically like, where exactly do you see yourself in this house? Especially with me leaving. She's like, well, they're duos, Claire and Tiffany and me and Kylan and Alyssa and Xavier and Aza and Big D. He says, well, wouldn't you stand a better chance if I was on your side, you know, in a trio like we were going to do? But she's like, I'm not locked in on anything right now, it's pointless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's exactly right. Like, he's making the right points and it should make her really second guess this, but when he walks out of the room and she's like, I'm locked in, like, it's not good. You should really be questioning, for the same reason that, like, if Claire were to use Sarah Beth as a pawn, who's been like a house target for, you know, 6 weeks now, like, she's not going to stay. You should be worried about when so many people are fine with the ex going home. No one's really putting up that big of a threat this week. Like, why? Why is no one putting up that big of a threat? So unfortunately, that has not clicked for Sarah Beth, and she has not given really any second thought to it.
Mm. So Tiffany and Hannah are going to talk. They're both feeling bad and upset that Derek is leaving. Hannah says she feels very guilty. She feels like she is responsible for this. That's correct. Yeah. She talked him out of playing in the roulette, which is understandable because the Cookout would have suffered for it. But even prior to that, she is the one that helped convince Kylan and Xavier to go after Derek X as early as this week, and gave them all the points that they needed to make it happen. And then also helped rat them out in terms of the vote flip. and how Derek didn't trust Kylan, so on and so forth. If I had to put the responsibility on one person the most, it would be Hannah, the why Derek is leaving this week, even though Kylan is sort of the one that made it happen, and Sarah Beth was the tool in which it happened. I think Hannah started this ball rolling, even if it might have happened anyway. She definitely gave real hard shove. And then was like, oh, no, crap. Oh,
yeah. The exact like wrong spot to be where you're losing an ally, but not getting credit for them going out. And it like was your doing not great. Because again, where we said, like, even if it was a 90%, like he could have some type of chance if everyone didn't know for sure that he was locked in at 100 BB bucks and that the money was there, which Hannah told everyone. So, and DX told a couple people on his own as well. But unfortunately, his fate has pretty much been sealed because of that.
Mm-hmm. They go on to talk. So again, Tiffany has now made some progress. I think I talked about this last week, that Tiffany last week had said, hey, I think our ideal final, final three is ourselves and Azza, and that we should be taking out the men, one after another. Xavier and Kylan first, essentially. Hannah at that point was like, no, we need to take X to the end. Tiffany was like, oh yeah, sure. Tiffany has been working on that since then. And this is a sort of let's do this conversation again, except, now that I've talked you into not trusting Xavier as much, how do you feel about this, Hannah? And Hannah says, my ideal final three would probably be with Big D, but that's probably not going to happen because everybody wants to take Big D. So I guess what we would probably do is a final three with Azza. I think we can beat Azza. So probably my final three would be you and Azza. And Tiffany's like, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Actually. Thanks for coming up with that, Hannah.
Yeah. I really like that one.
Funny how that worked.
Yes, so. They agree they can't take Xavier to the end. This guy, he's so overconfident. He barely even like cares to lock in with them. He thinks he's probably just going to win his way to the end, take whoever he wants to take and win the game, which might still happen, but not on their watch. If they have anything to do with it, they're going to try and get to the end without him or Kylan, and that they will take each other to the final two. That is what they're promising each other.
Yep. Yeah. Tiffany has even been like, you know what? If like we're this locked in on this, funny how Tiffany and Azza have repaired their relationship enough to end up in a scenario where I think a final three is beneficial for both. Maybe not the exact makeup of such, but Tiffany has said, like, you know, if that's our final three and you want to take her out, like, I'll even throw the final HOH to you. It'll be fine. So doing good work here in terms of getting herself up, ideally, for the end game. I would say for both Tiffany and Hannah, even if she is not maybe coming up with the idea herself here.
Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people in the chat saying, like, good luck. People who have not won a single competition. But I think I agree to an extent, but winning out from the final six is really hard in Big Brother US. It's basically never been done. Even people like Nicole Franzel hadn't won a single thing, all season long until the final five, when she won two competitions back to back out of nowhere. You can't necessarily take anything for granted here in these endgame competitions, and it would be much, much better for Xavier if Tiffany was not working against him right now and that his previous final three was standing.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why it would be much nicer if they could keep Derek X. I think a lot more likely to end up ending with a successful Xavier target or even Kylan for Tiffany and Hannah sounds like ideal scenario, but does not seem to be moving in that direction for them. And they recognize that, but the ball's moved too far forward. Mm-hmm.
So we are going to get Kylan talking to Derek. He's going to basically spend like a long time with Derek, giving him advice on how to convince Sarah Beth to not backdoor him, very much acting like, you know, I'm with you. but she's so dead set on this. It's, you know, it's what she wants so much. And here's, here's how you can try and convince her. Focus on the Alyssa stuff. Focus on this stuff. And this is when Derek is like really laying it on thick about like, oh, you're my best friend. Derek is like, I just don't get it. Like, why does Sarah Beth want me out so bad? Like, she's not even on my radar. And let me tell you, I know she's on a lot of people's radar, but not mine.
Yeah, it's hard because like you said, for Kyland, I understand not wanting to be the person to personally take out Derek X. They've had a good relationship, especially from Kyland's point of view. But at the same time, I don't know how he's going to feel about him, you know, buttering him up and essentially gaslighting him a little bit, being like, yo, you have this chance. Here's exactly what you need to do. Go do it. When there's no chance, Kylan's going to go right back to Sarah Beth and be like, absolutely don't do that. It's not happening. So it is a curious scenario either way for him, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Derek does make a pitch that what if we pull SB into the agency? And then we convince her to put Aza on the block. Could we do that? But of course, this is, it's not, none of this is going to happen.
Yeah, irrelevant. Doesn't matter. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
So Sarah Beth is going to talk with Kylan some more. They're talking about like the move and what's going to happen next week. And was this the right thing? Sarah Beth is, she's a little bit worried, that she like, if I piss too many people, did I piss? I don't know if I have the pull with the jackpot as much as I used to. You know, maybe they'll come after you. Maybe they'll come after me, because of this. But hopefully, you know, Big D will get the coin of destiny and he'll save me if I go up on the block. Because yeah, the guy that you put up and guaranteed, you put him on the block. And by taking Derek X out, you're guaranteeing that he's now going to get nomination powers next week, or at least a 50% chance at nomination powers next week. And you're convinced that he's going to save you. The guy that's wanted you out for weeks.
Yeah.
The guy that's going to take you out with the coin of destiny that you guaranteed he would have.
I don't know if the jackpot after I put up Claire on the block is going to be so inclined to work with me. So hopefully Big D, who I also put on the block, is really going to help me out here. And then, you know, let me solidify myself with the Kings, where I know she didn't do it, but like didn't do super great with Xavier and Alyssa this week. Really did keep it open with them as options. So Sarah Beth has really done nothing for her game with this HOH in terms of solidifying allies moving forward.
Yeah, and it's again, it's like this is ignoring the cookout. This is pretending that her own perspective, which is a cookoutless house, is true. She's still making one of the worst decisions she could make with this HOH. So it's pretty absurd. Kylan says, "Okay, love you." Wait, what, did you just say something? What did you say? Oh, I just said I love you, and you're doing great. Arrest.
Oh no! Oh no!
It's so weird.
It's a lot.
So it just keeps getting weirder, especially the way. Okay, so she's talking about like I'm just worried about the, you know, the jackpot. He's like, don't be worried. Like we've got this. Why don't you believe in us? And she's like, I'm, you know, I was just concerned about like, no, you have to believe. You have to believe in us. If you don't believe in us, then you have to believe in us as much as I believe in us. You know, us together, we're in this together. We're going to make this happen, Sarah Beth. And she's like, oh, okay, with you. And so then Kylan goes into the have not room immediately after, and he starts talking to the cameras. He's like, it just sucks that she doesn't have more confidence in this. This poor woman. It's, you know, it's, you know why? It's because her default in life is to have low expectations. That's why she's not confident. It's not that she doesn't trust me or anything like that. And you know, it's, and you know, she should know that she should never feel like a fool. Nobody should ever feel like a fool in this game. You know, it's that's not how this this works. Nobody should be a fool because they believe in somebody. And it's like, what? Who is this man?
Yeah. Like, that's most of the reason people are going to feel like fools is because they believed in somebody they can't.
It's like, I agree with that general sentiment. Like, I don't, like, people shouldn't feel like fools, especially for believing in somebody that they trust. Like, you trust somebody, that's a positive quality. But he's taking that and he's twisting it. Because here's the thing. The person delivering that message shouldn't be the person that has the trust and is betraying it. Like, no, don't feel like a fool for trusting me just because I'm betraying you. Mm-hmm. You are still right to trust me. You're just believing in people. That's a good quality to have.
Only because I was going to volunteer to go against you on the block in the first week of jury and send you packing. It's not embarrassing. It would have been fine. Yeah, not great.
Yeah. He says he needs to figure out who he can trust in the six. He says these are not the people he would be playing with if he had, another option. But they're the people he's playing with, and he needs to figure out where he wants to go with it. He doesn't really give. He says he'd be playing with Eric X, you know, if he could, America. But I can't. So I'm not. He's trying to figure out where he's going to go, where he's going to move within this six. And this is, of course, what Tiffany is trying to vie for. She's trying to pull him to her against Xavier. I do not think she has fully succeeded yet. He is a much more dangerous player in this game than I think a lot of people continue to give him credit for. But that's basically where we are for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I am loving watching the dynamics within the six shift constantly, because they have shifted constantly almost every single week, where you think you know who is going to be set up well within the six, and then relationships change. As we said with Tiffany and Aza, everyone thought like this is going to be the death knell for Tiffany. She does not have this really good relationship that she probably needs towards the end. And look at this. All of a sudden, they are bonding over how much they hate Kyland and that he has screwed them over. And so you think Kyland's on the outs. And actually, Tiffany might need Kyland to be reeled back in a little bit. So most things I would say are generally discussed in terms of their relation to Tiffany, at least, you know, in the fan base. But everyone within that six is working in towards making sure that they are set up well once they get there.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what we got for you here today. We'll just continue. We'll continue along these lines that we there's no ceremony today. So we're just going to, continue to wait for, I imagine that Tiffany and Hannah will continue to try to sway this, in a certain direction. I don't expect them to succeed, but, we are likely just looking at a Derek X, backdoor. And then, that's it. I mean, this is, true backdoors don't actually land, all that often, in terms of, them being actual true backdoors, but, I don't know why. I don't care. Does anybody even care if it's a true? Does anybody really care if it's a true backdoor? But here it goes. Derek X looking like he's going home, and we are going to just continue to update you on the meat of the game at this point is this Tiffany versus Xavier now kind of battle for who can set themselves up the best. The end game, and even that may not matter if it just comes down to competitions. So there we are.
Yeah, I put all my energy into floater versus coaster. If the intention is there on a backdoor, I'm willing to go with it. I have given up that fight.
Yes. There we go. That's what we have for you. You can of course find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'm gonna be live today playing some Among Us for a little bit, and then later tonight I'll be live during the episode to watch the episode with you guys, which is I imagine the fall of Sarah Beth in the eyes of everyone, that should be interesting. And then of course after the episode I'll be live to recap the episode here on Rob's podcast, and tomorrow morning I'll be live to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Terrence. Galley, where can people find you?
So people can find anything I'm doing on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where I'll talk about mostly coming up is talking about The Challenge as a new season, talking about that with Matt Ligori over on the Dom and Colin podcast. In addition to finished up a season of Love Island coverage over here on RHAP, and just did the Survivor China Top 40 Countdown podcast with Rob and Kirsten, which was a ton of fun. My personal favorite season. So people, if they haven't gotten to that already, you should definitely check it out. Thought that was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And I will see all of you next time.